In the words of Amber Rudd, no one died at all. Grev Tim Jones, Sheffield North Socialist Party, and Kate Flannery, Secretary, or Grev Truth and Justice Campaign. In October 2016, the then Home Secretary Amber Rudd announced that the Conservative government would not hold a public inquiry into what took place at Orgrev on the 18th of June 1984, telling the House of Commons no one died at Orgrev. Orgrev was the site of the British steel coking plant that striking miners were mass picketing during the 1984-25 miners' strike. On that day the miners were ushered into a field near the plant by police. It was a change from the normal practice of blocking access routes and turning miners away from picketing. They were surrounded by police on horseback and police dressed in riot gear, banging their truncheons on their riot shields. The state sent in the police in order to carry out orchestrated violence against these miners, who were defending their livelihoods, communities and future generations. Many of those miners have lived with mental scars and physical marks of brutality, not to mention criminal records which they were forced to declare to potential future employers. They have been branded by the state as thugs. On that stifling hot June day, the pickets were wearing t-shirts, jeans, and trainers. They were no match for the police ranks in visor helmets. The media reporting of Orgrev gave the impression that police violence was a response to unprovoked violence from the miner side. This was propaganda used to demonize the National Union of Mineworkers, NUM, and the trade unions, that has had lasting implications. No police officer is understood to have been disciplined for anything arising out of Orgrev, for either the alleged assaults on miners or the allegations of fabricated evidence. An inquiry into the policing of Orgrev and the miner strike should clarify why, how and who made the decisions to police the miner strike in the way it was policed. This will help to ensure that the miners and mining communities get the truth and justice they deserve. Michael Mansfield QC, who represented a number of miners at Orgrev, stated that the blatant unaccountability and virtual immunity of officers on that day cannot be allowed to continue. Mark George, a criminal barrister, said it was not unacceptable at the time for officers to pull their recollections to ensure accuracy. However, he added, when the copying is as blatant as it was in this case, it smacks of manufacturing an account that suited the narrative the police wished to present. If that was the case, and it was an untrue account, it amounts to perverting the course of justice. Today the area around Orgrev has undergone redevelopment. But so toxic is the name Orgrev, the housing development there has been called Waverley. The Orgrev Truth and Justice Campaign organizes a march every year to commemorate what happened at Orgrev and demand a public inquiry. Come along and support the annual Orgrev rally this year commemorating the 34th anniversary. Saturday the 16th of June, 1 p.m, Orgrev Lane, Sheffield, S13, 9NE. Please bring banners, placards, drums, whistles, friends, and family. Let's show the government we won't be silenced. Led by the Unite Brass Band,